Are you ready to work? Yeah. All right, let's do this. So this is Alan Huggins. He is a realtor, a fantastic, fantastic realtor. What do they call you?
Richie Cunningham.
This is Richie Cunningham for the rest of the class.
Half the room doesn't even know who that is.
I don't know who it is either.
Yeah, good.
So
good.
Those of you that laugh, thank you, because that was courtesy. You probably don't know who he is. But Richie's the good old kid down the block, the kid you like. The kid is all-American boy, right?
There you go.
Don't you think that's Alan?
Thank you.
And what am I?
Ooh.
I'm like the saucy hippie from California. I got that going on, right? All right. So here's the deal. We're doing a class on lists, okay? Now, when I looked at this class, I thought, this is boring. And yet all of you guys showed up. So Alan and I are just wondering why the heck you're here. So let's first start the class by getting some feedback on what you're here to learn, what you need clarified, what you're hoping to get out of Alan and I.
Narrowing the list down from 1,000 to 400.
So narrowing the list.
Can the list have the same person on them, like a top 50 and a top 40?
Can the list have the same person on two different lists?
Balancing between hitting them enough and not just annoying them.
All right, balancing. What should we be doing with every list? Did I see one over here? Yes.
When should you remove them from your list?
When to be removed? That's a great question.
Who to target besides realtors?
Who to target besides realtors?
I want to learn how to do video marketing.
How to do video marketing. That's really fun. Yes, ma'am. How often do we update the list?
Content and execution.
I like it.
The list that would be done by myself, and a list that could be done by my dialer.
So whose are the dialer's lists and who are your lists?
How to effectively top grade your list.
How to effectively top grade your list, okay? A couple more.
What if they were top 20 last year, but they're not on the top list this year? What do you do with them?
So if they're not on the top 20 list from last year, they're on it this year or they're not? I didn't... Okay, so they've moved off the top 20. What do you do with them? Okay.
Same question. When do you kick them off the list?
Yeah.
Basically, right? All right, so let's first talk about the why. I think everybody knows the why, right? Every good salesperson has a list, right? So I'm sitting with Travis last night, and I'm coaching a lot of newbies. So it's really fun because when you ask newbies, if any of you are branch managers and you're bringing up some people, I've got some LP1s that have turned into loan reps. And so it's really fun. Like, it's my first day in the business all over again because I'm living the pain and the excitement and the joy. I mean, they get a deal and it's like, yeah, right? And it's so fun to be around new people. But guess what they want to know? The basics, like overcoming objections and, you know, scripting and just those basic things all the time. So I'm sitting with Travis and I'm picking his brain. And he's got 10 dialers that call 100 people a day every single day. And I'm thinking, who the heck do you call? And he said, it's an unlimited pool of people, right? But how would you run an effective sales organization if you don't give them a list every day and say, these are the people you call. Now pick up the phone and dial, right? So it's the same thing with us, especially even more important for us because we're running all over the place. How many of you guys are realtors in the room? Raise your hands. A lot of you. Good. You guys are in your car. You're showing houses. I mean, you're all over the board. If you didn't have a list, you're not making any calls. You're just putting out fires, yes? Mm-hmm. And for lenders... same problem, because we're sitting on our butt in front of our desk, and we got the computer in front of us. So if we don't have a physical list and a physical phone right there, we get distracted with every problem in the world on every loan we got going on. Yes? Okay, so a list is critical. And to be successful, most of the time you need to print the list, and you need to go sit in your car and make the calls. How many of you guys have realized that? It's the only way to get it done, right? So obviously there's the why. Bottom line is, how come we all have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? We're all putting in 5 days a week. We all are building a list, and some people are making way more money than others. Do you think it's the list, or is it the skills with the list? It's probably both, but a lot of times it has to do with the skills with the list. Like, get a list, and then let's work on the skills revolving around the list. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Yep.
So I'd like to work on a little bit of role-playing. What to say, when do you call them, how often do you call them, when do you start bugging them, how do you read some of that stuff, and we'd love to get some feedback from you guys, because I think that's the challenge, is people don't know when is too much, when is too little, we have fear around it, we get call reluctance, all those kinds of things.